97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio. The Mark Cox Morning Show. It's Decision 2020.
Who the hell wants to change what we're doing now?
Thank you, Trey Gowdy, for pointing that out last night. We're joined right now by Liz Harrington, national spokesperson with the RNC, and we appreciate getting her on this morning. Liz, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
You know, it's fascinating to me that when the president talks about a fully constitutional right that he has as president, if necessary, to call up civil rights, suddenly heads start flying off on the left. I don't understand that. He talks about being a law and order president. I'm all in.
It's so upside down. The media coverage, who just had so much disdain that people happened to be out walking on, you know, mostly empty beaches in the sunshine a couple of weeks ago, and now they're more upset that the President of the United States is making a stand and holding up a Bible in front of a church that violent anarchists tried to burn to the ground less than 24 hours later. They're more upset at the President of the United States than these angry rioters, these mobs, these not law-abiding citizens. They're not peacefully protesting. And we have to take a stand for the peaceful protest, because then you see what happens when they hijack it. And then no one has a right to go out. Then you have to enforce curfews. Then you have private businesses burnt to the ground, innocent Americans who have already suffered at the hands of Democrat mayors and governors with draconian lockdown stay-at-home orders for so long. Now their businesses are boarded up because a lot of them didn't do what was necessary to protect them when a domestic terrorist came in and took advantage of the situation. So there's so much that's upside down in the coverage, but we're certainly thankful that President Trump is willing to take a stand, willing to do what's necessary. And there's been a remarkable difference, because I'm living here in D.C., there's been a remarkable difference of what happened the first night when the D.C. Democrat mayor was in charge, set a curfew at 11, let anarchists light a church on fire. And then when President Trump took charge and the Justice Department, the Attorney General, the Park Police, and getting some law and order back in charge. So that's what the rest of these states need to do, or otherwise President Trump's going to do what's necessary to restore our rights, restore civility and justice in this country.
Thank you. Thanks for pointing that out. Liz Harrington, my guest from the RNC. Here's the thing about it. Here's a headline from the New York Times. Trump's visit to church and shrine draw fierce rebukes from D.C. clergy. And I'm reading this, and I'm seeing that it's Episcopal Bishop Marianne Edgar Buddy, who for many years has been a fierce critic of this president. She's one of the biggest never-Trumpers in America, I believe. And if you see the tight shot of the president in front of the church holding up the Bible that's got everybody so angry, on the sign over his shoulder, it says, "All are welcome." I guess all except the President of the United States.
Exactly right. And it's really a shame, because it's a moment to unify. It's a moment to really, we need our religious leaders. We need our leaders to come together, which we do agree on so much. And what started these demonstrations, we all agree on. We all agree that this should never happen. That was lawlessness that happened to George Floyd. That's not law and order. That's a total abuse. And this is a time to come together. And unfortunately, that message is getting completely lost. You have infiltration of these protests of people who hate this country and want to burn it to the ground. Just look at the graffiti. It's all yes. Eat the rich. It's all hating on America and our freedom of opportunity. And we need leaders to really come together. And you see President Trump has every right, and it was a bold thing to do, to walk across that street. And, of course, the media is lying about it. No tear gas was used. There were violent people trying to take officers' weapons, hurling bottles against the police. You have to take a stand against that violence.
You do. I'm out of time, unfortunately. Liz Harrington of the RNC, great points. Thank you for your time.
Get more at 971talk.com.